ABC Radio Australia.
You may have seen the dramatic photos and videos this week from Samoa, where it's estimated more than 1,000 people turned out to register their interest in coming to Australia and New Zealand for seasonal work. The situation turned dangerous when the huge crowd surged inside the church building it was being held at, with windows being smashed and reported at least a dozen people were injured. Samoa's Labor Department has been forced to cancel the other registration events it was going to hold this week as a result. But the dramatic events point to the larger issue that Samoa's facing, high unemployment rates because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Salupe Michelle McDonald is the president of Samoa's Chamber of Commerce and Industry and spoke to Catherine Grau about it.
Look, the event was definitely concerning. It's something that it's very unfortunate. Safety of people is paramount. Seeing these scenes, we support the government's decision through the Ministry of Commerce, Industry and Labour to postpone the process and ensure that better communication and systems are in place before they continue the process.
That situation, though, clearly shows that so many people in Samoa are desperate for work.
It definitely has sparked a lot of interest in seeking opportunities to work outside of Samoa, but obviously it comes with, from a private sector perspective, it's better that we look at those who are unemployed now rather than target specific sectors, which is probably where most of the people that did turn up, they were probably the most impacted one.
Talk to us about just how bad the employment situation is in Samoa. Borders obviously have been closed for more than a year now, and of course the country is heavily tourism dependent. What has the impact been of COVID-19 on the unemployment rate in the country?
Well, I think you've really touched upon the one of the core critical sectors in Samoa, which has been severely impacted. As you would probably know, Catherine, in quarter four of 2019, we had the measles pandemic situation in Samoa. And then a couple of months later, then we had COVID. So we've been under SOE for a fair bit with the COVID situation in Samoa. It still is at this point in time. However, despite that, there has been some ease of restrictions, but the sector that is most vulnerable is definitely the tourism sector. We've done some work with ILO to identify as part of this rapid assessment. What we discovered is that particularly the ages between 18 and 25 were the most impacted or most affected. So as a result of that, I guess what has happened and what you saw from the media is that a large number of those individuals who were particularly from the tourism sector were the ones that turned up to express their interest in applying for RSE or abroad working opportunities. That didn't help, but the fact that the MCIL notice that was circulated was quite specific on two sectors. One was tourism and the other one was for aged community workers. So that obviously sparked a bit of interest, which we saw that resulted in, unfortunately, some people not following the safety rules and were probably a bit eager to register in a hurry.
But if they are targeting people specifically from the tourism industry, does that not also pose a risk that when Samoa does reopen its border, that many of its skilled tourism workers will actually have already left, gone to Australia or New Zealand and be in those countries for up to 3 years, as the case here in Australia? So Samoa could actually lose valuable skilled workers. How does that need to be managed?
Absolutely. That is definitely a risk. It's interesting you should know. You should state that because there has been a bit of an intervention done to upskill those workers who have been obviously impacted as a result of the downturn in tourism in Samoa. That's been through government-run programs. There's also been investment also from the private sector. So there's been a bit of local tourism from a couple of the properties who are trying to keep afloat while we're under SOE conditions. But most importantly, what we're seeing is that the businesses, when we did our annual business confidence survey this year, skilled labour was definitely seen as a huge constraint to businesses in Samoa. So the training invested in current employee will be lost to the RSU program. And so this will require a lot of government and tourism investment to ensure that we do upskill workers through trainings or even wage subsidies to ensure that we still have workers to, you know, operate in the hospitality sector when the borders do finally open eventually.
And what is the likelihood of Samoa reopening its borders anytime soon? Of course, it has a small country. The vaccine program is underway now. Is it likely that Samoa will reopen to tourists when enough people are vaccinated?
Absolutely. The government's been very clear that 98% of those eligible to be vaccinated, will the government then decide to look at opening up the borders? And my understanding is that will be close to about 100,000, probably 100,000 people of the population who are in that category. Now, the vaccination rates, since we introduced the vaccine for the first dose, I don't have today's number, but as of yesterday, I think we were about 45,000, which is almost halfway of the first dose. We've started the second dose as well. So there's been some considerable progress. Obviously, it needs to be a collective approach from private sector working with the government to ensure that we do do our bit to ensure that the borders do open.
That was Sir Lupe Michelle McDonald, the president of Samoa's Chamber of Commerce and Industry, talking there to Catherine Grau.